It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Father, thank you for your love, for your mercy. Thank you for goodness. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for my brothers and sisters, no matter where they're at, locally or even in a foreign country. God, I'm glad that you saves whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Father, thank you for your love and your mercy. And God, would you simply take our lives and use us for your glory. Father, would you fill us with your Spirit? Teach us to pray. And Father, may we just crawl up in your lap, put our arms about you, lay our head upon your breast, Lord. Because Father, apart from you, Lord, we have no life. We have no hope. But with Christ, we have it all. And thank you, Father, for your love and your mercy. God, would you tender our hearts? Use us for your glory. And Father, open the Scripture to us. Help us to just know how to yield to you. Lord, I beg you today for the listening audience, for the saints. God, would you just draw each one to you? And then, Lord, that one that may be listening that does not know you, Father, would we be the moment that you'd touch that heart and they'd simply stop and say, Lord, save me by your grace. And Lord, oh, your Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God, you're able to save. You spoke this world into existence. You made man in your own like notion, in your own image. And Lord, you're the only one that can save us from the pits of hell. Lord, get glory today. Thank you for your love and your mercy. In Jesus' lovely name we pray. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour. This is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you for tuning in. May God richly bless you. And if you have a Bible, would you open your Bible with us today as we're just walking through the book of Matthew. We're not trying to give a big Greek or Hebrew setting, but just the simple Word of God, following the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we hope it's a blessing. Now, yesterday, in chapter number 25, we looked at the talents, and we dealt with this, and remember, there were talents given to several, to whoever's different abilities. In other words, one was given five, and he wound up with 10. And there were two, they wound up with four. But then there was one that he buried it. Well, look at verse number 28. Let's look at verse 27. And he said, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money in the exchangers. Now, who's he speaking to? The Jewish people. They knew how to trade. They knew how to bargain. They knew the system then. And he said, and then at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. Our lives are in the hands of the Lord. No matter what your abilities are, no matter what your talents are, it's simple. But look at verse 28. He says, now, take therefore the talent from him. This man that had one talent, what did he do? He buried it in the earth. Can I simply say this? Here's a picture of a lost man that never trusted Jesus Christ, never yielded to the Lord. Now, the others, they did. And, I mean, some folks live closer to the Lord. Some folks serve God better than others. But that person with one talent, God said, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given. Listen to that. Who's the one that's giving? God is. Who is the one that saves us? God does. And he said, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. But look at verse number 30. Oh, my friend. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 30 gives us a picture of a man that is turned into hell because he has not even trusted the Lord. May I say to you, I don't care who you are. You have the ability, your soul, your mind, you have the ability to trust the Lord. You may be driving down the road right now. You may be working in a factory. I want you to ask yourself the question, has there been a time that I've ever trusted Jesus and never asked him to come into my name? Why did God make it so simple? Hey, God said that if thou wilt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God didn't say that you had to climb a mountain. God didn't say that you had to, just work yourself crazy all the time for God. No. The most important thing that you can ever do in your life is the moment that you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. But may I say, you can every day just push God away. And may I say, hey, you know something? Every day that you live, God gives you an opportunity to live for him. I mean, he lets you rest. He wakes you up. What day is it about? Oh, he lets you breathe. He lets you eat. He lets you live. He gives you, your needs of life. And we owe our life to him. But the thing that saves you is one person, Jesus Christ. That's the one talent that you can have other talents. In fact, a salesman came by the other day and spent about an hour or so with me. And we shared with him the work and the years through the years. And he was amazed. I mean, we don't have a big factory. We don't have big buildings. We've got an old church building that we used to use, but it's full of God's work. And we've got a trailer that used to be a church, and it's being used for the Lord now. But the work that we're doing, what's the most important thing when God saved me? Well, I didn't realize it, but as a 12-year-old boy, God put a prayer in my heart, and I believed to trust Jesus. And all through these years, day by day, I've seen God touch my life, and I've grown with the Lord. God's work, may I say to you, it's not Open Bible Hour. It's not Jerry Honeycutt. It's the Lord, and it's his work. And may we take every talent we have and use it for the Lord. May we give our all unto him. And may I say to you, you that have that one opportunity to trust Jesus, would you do that today? Say, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. He wants to do that. My friend, God does not want to send any soul to hell. He wants you to trust Jesus Christ. You can be religious. You can join every kind of a club. Not too long ago, I was talking to a gentleman, and he said, I want you to know I'm all right. I've joined the lodge. You know what he's doing? He believes that his salvation is in one of the biggest and planned and programmed of pure communism of the Masonic Lodge. It was born in communism. There's no salvation in it. Jesus Christ is the only hope. Would you trust him today? Preacher, how can I trust Jesus? Oh, if the Holy Spirit's speaking to your heart, and he is. If you're listening to this broadcast and listening to, hey, the Holy Spirit's speaking to you even now, realize how lost you are. And just simply say, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. I want to trust Jesus. And God simply said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. When can I be saved? The moment that in your heart you look to the Lord and say, Jesus, will you save me? That's the one little talent that God has given you. That's the one hope that God has given you. Would you use that today and trust him and live for him? And those of you that are listening that have trusted him, live for God and serve him. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.